You are listening to a podcast from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org.
Eating healthily is important for our bodies and our well-being. I think we all know this. But what if you were told by a doctor to lower your levels of cholesterol, or that you should eat a high-fiber, low-fat diet? Do you know what meal you would actually go home and cook? If it was me, the only thing that I'd be able to come up with would be eating a banana, and all bran. This gap between what the doctors instruct us to do and what we actually know how to cook is a problem that Farah Rainfly of Life After Humus is addressing. Farah, who's a resident here on the Maiden Lane estate, has started running healthy eating classes that teach people how to cook healthy meals that are targeted at fighting illnesses or lowering the risk of becoming ill. I went along to the Royal Free Hospital to watch a class Farah was giving to hospital staff.
So you're going to put the salt in and the lemon juice, and now you're going to put your hands into the balls and you're going to start to massage that kale.
I've never massaged food before.
Yeah, me also, for the first time.
Why are you? What's your job in the hospital?
I work in the health records.
Right. Yeah, the records department.
Yeah, records department. You know, as you know, I am from India. We love our curries, yeah. And I have actually 3 children. They are all grown up, but 2 are in the uni, and 1. He's a doctor, and his wife also, and I'm a granddad.
You're going to cook this for a doctor then?
Yeah. So when they come home, you know, actually it's very interesting, you know, it's like a festival. Me, my wife, children all cook together.
Oh, it's nice. Get the low sodium soy sauce.
This one.
Yes. Yes. We've also got fresh ginger. The ginger one is the one that looks a bit more orange.
Yeah. This one.
That's it.
Hi, can I ask you what it tastes like?
I'm really getting a strong soya taste, which is a bit too much for me.
Uh-huh.
But it's very fresh, you know.
But yeah, we try new things, is it? That's the good thing.
But let's just talk about that cholesterol for a second, please, whilst we're waiting here. The cholesterol in an egg, one egg, how much cholesterol is there? I love to use that as an example because it's a very visual, easy one to use. On average, one egg contains 213 milligrams of cholesterol. But we need to put that into perspective. But what are the guidelines? Where should you stop? UK guidelines for cholesterol per day in milligrams. How many? Per day, it's 300.
Describe our salad.
Pink. Yeah. And green, lots of dark green, pale green. We've got the red onion. We've got all sorts of colours, which is really important for making food look appetizing.
You can mix it all totally over the end, and is it good?
Yeah, that would be lovely.
And this is a healthy salad, Mexican kale corn salad. Yes. Very nice. You can have taste now. And this is it. Low cholesterol and healthy for our body.
Before I used olive oil. And I didn't really know about water frying, or I didn't even sort of think about how much sort of fat was in the olive oil. So that was really sort of helpful when Farah sort of explains that olive oil contains a lot of fat and what happens to it, yeah. So that was really useful, yeah.
Are you like a health conscious person, or are you, or has this kind of changed your mind about stuff?
Not so much, but you know, I suppose as I was getting a bit older, I started to think, well, maybe I should like consider these things a little bit more, yeah.
Yeah. That's me, because I went to have an eye test and she said, I think you've got high cholesterol, and that sent me to go and have a blood test, and it is high. Not that the GP's worried yet because of my overall health, but it bothered me because I thought that's something I can try and do something about.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. So this has really motivated me to eat healthier, and it's part of, got my thing to count my steps, so it's part of our overall package of just being healthier.
As you can hear, the class is a lot of fun, full of delicious food and really eye-opening information about what a healthy diet actually means and would involve. After the class was done, I caught up with Farah.
Oh, so my name's Farah, and I'm a Food for Life instructor with the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine.
Okay, so Food for Life. So what is Food for Life? What is this?
So the Food for Life is a community direct action program set up by the Physicians Committee in order to show people how to take complex scientific nutritional information and turn them into easy to make meals that are also affordable, flavorsome, and time saving.
So why are you doing this? What got you started? And where are you trying to take it?
What got me started was I was quite ill a few years ago. So I was pre-diabetic. I was a size 20. I suffered from lethargy, fatigue, neuropathy, very painful neuropathy, and terrible acne. And I stumbled across the Physicians Committee, and I didn't consider myself as somebody that had a junk food diet. I cooked all my food, but I didn't have simple techniques, for example, water frying techniques that we teach in our classes. And by adopting their principles for a predominantly low-fat, low-glycemic and plant-based diet, I got rid of my pre-diabetes. Now, diabetes runs in my family, so everybody on my mother's side, all the women on my mother's side, they're big, and I just thought this is the way life is, until I got to learn that it's your choice whether or not you turn on that gene. Some people have, they're more at risk of diabetes, other people at cancer, other people high blood pressure. Everybody's different, all our genes are different, but we have a choice on do we switch that gene on or not. I've regained years on my life that I thought I didn't have. So when you have that information, what more can you do than to take that information and want to share it and spread it? So I learned that you could become a Food for Life instructor, and I had to go out to Washington to bring the program over here. And our mission is simple. Adults today, we leave home and we're expected to have basic numeracy and literacy skills, but we're not taught how to cook. We're not taught a simple basic life principle, a simple basic life right, how to cook. Something that you do every day, you eat 3, 4, 5 times a day, it affects you. And we're not taught how to do that. So our mission is to get the classes clinically commissioned by the NHS or Public Health England here in the UK.
So you see this is something that you'd like a doctor to be prescribing a cooking class?
Yes, we'd like a doctor to prescribe a cooking class. That you could go to your doctor in the same way that they say to you now that if you're overweight, certain clinical commissioning groups allow you to go to your doctor and be prescribed exercise. And then also give you access to healthy eating programs. But these healthy eating programs do not cover hands-on cooking. So where the link between the nutritionist and the dietitian? The nutritionist and dietitian will tell you what to do. Again, this would have been referred to you by your GP. Then you go home, you open the fridge, and you're a bit lost, and you don't know what to do. So that's where the right arm, as Dr. Neil Barnard describes Food for Life instructors, where the right arm to them.
Where do you get your... You seem to be taking a lot on your shoulders here and organising a lot. Is it draining you at all? Are you finding this tiring? Where are you getting your energy from?
Well, energy comes from the diet. I never thought, I never thought you could have this much energy before switching to a low-fat, plant-based, low-fat vegan diet. I never thought you could, you know, and now I have more energy than what I know what to do with. Is it draining? No, it's not. But if you'd like to support us, we do have a GoFundMe campaign running for diabetes sessions. A lot of what we do is self-funded. We run paid classes, and from there we take money and we run free classes. So we are in fact a social enterprise, and we're a new startup. And if people want to support us, they can go on lifeafterhummus.com and they can find out how to do that.
You're listening to a download from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org.